Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is April 8, 2026. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1, eclampsia and early readmission for cardiovascular disease. This study focused on determining whether patients with eclampsia have an increased risk for readmission due to cardiovascular disease within the first year after delivery. Researchers identified cardiovascular disease events from the nationwide readmissions database between 2010 and 2018. This investigation highlights a crucial period for potential cardiovascular complications among patients following eclampsia, underscoring the importance of postpartum surveillance. Article number 2. Checkpoint kinase WEE1 activation drives inflammation and hypertrophy through the protein kinase B/phosphoinositide 3 kinases nuclear factor kappa B pathway in cardiomyocytes. This study identified WEE1G2 checkpoint kinase as activated and involved in hypertensive heart failure. Researchers found that WEE1 drives inflammation and hypertrophy through the protein kinase B/phosphoinositide 3 kinases nuclear factor kappa B pathway in cardiomyocytes. This mechanism provides a specific molecular target for developing new therapeutic strategies against hypertensive heart failure. Article number 3. Residential greenness and risk of coronary artery disease following COVID-19, a nationwide cohort study in South Korea. This nationwide cohort study in South Korea explored the association between residential greenness and incident coronary artery disease following COVID-19. The investigation revealed that residential greenness is relevant to ischemic heart disease risk after severe acute respiratory syndrome coronavirus 2 infection, an area previously unclear. This highlights the potential impact of environmental factors on post-COVID-19 cardiovascular health. Article number 4. Assessing the cost-effectiveness of an incremental lipid-lowering therapy approach after coronary artery bypass grafting using nationwide data. This study addressed the cost-effectiveness of an incremental lipid-lowering therapy approach after coronary artery bypass grafting, acknowledging the cost limitations of PCSK9, proprotein convertase, cetalysin/kexin type 9 inhibitors. Researchers conducted mathematical modeling on a nationwide cohort of United States veterans to understand the need for these expensive drugs. The findings contribute to strategies for optimizing lipid-lowering therapy post-coronary artery bypass grafting by considering economic factors. Article number 5. Early PCSK9 inhibitor use correlates with improved outcomes in patients with acute stroke receiving endovascular therapy. This study demonstrated that early PCSK9, proprotein convertase, cetalysin/kexin type 9, inhibitor use correlates with improved outcomes in patients with acute stroke receiving endovascular therapy. Researchers found that early administration of PCSK9 inhibitors is associated with improved clinical outcomes in patients with acute large vessel occlusion after successful endovascular therapy recanalization. This finding suggests a potential benefit for early PCSK9 inhibitor treatment in this critical patient population. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.